So Hunger Action Month that Feed Ontario, one of our partnerships, rolls out every September, brings attention to the policies that our government entities are putting in place and how they affect the members of our community, the most vulnerable people that we service. Food banks never began as a continued program. They were only an emergency measure to help people in the 1980s when that big recession hit. Now we know 40 years later, our numbers are increasing. We now need our government to take accountability for the people in our community. We do have municipal funding. We also have county funding as well, but there's no federal or national funding. And so we are completely community driven at this point.
All right. So with it being Hunger Action Month, how can our community get that a message across that we need this funding from our provincial government?
Yeah. So at our food bank, we have postcards and it talks about how Ontarians can't stay afloat, how the low income is directly attributed to poor health, increased use at food banks. And we have these postcards and we're asking people to fill them out and drop them back off to us at the food bank. And then Feed Ontario is providing postage to get back to them so that they can send them to the MPPs that really will be able to get their voices heard.
All right. And if people want to learn more about Hunger Action Month, I heard you guys are having an event on September 13th at the food bank. Why don't you tell us a bit about that?
Feed Ontario will be doing an advocacy piece and talking through what is it like to be a client of the food bank on a daily basis. We have invited all of the municipalities that we service, so Grand Valley, Amaranth, East Garifaxa, the town of Shelburne, the town of Orangeville, Mono, to come in and join us. It is also open to the public. It'll be a really great opportunity to talk about policy and how it affects people directly in our community.
All right. And you were talking about, before we turn the mics on, they're doing a pretty cool activity as well that day. Why don't you talk a bit about that?
Yeah. So it's called Fork in the Road. And what happens is we're going to be asking our municipal leaders to put themselves in the shoes of the client of a food bank. We're going to ask them, how do you decide where you're going to live? Are you going to live urban and maybe pay a bit more for rent or mortgage every single month? Or are you going to move out of town and now you have to pay for a car and gas and insurance? And how much of a difference does that make to your monthly spending? And we're going to go through a bunch of scenarios and see at the end of the month which decisions will allow our clients to have more money in their pockets or less money in their pockets, because it is these decisions that they have to make every single month that really do impact them.
Awesome. So thanks for taking the time, Carrie Ann. I guess we're going to have to wait for that funding. What can our community do in the meantime to support the Orangeville Food Bank?
Listen, our community is already doing everything we could possibly ask of them. Without our community and their generous donations, we would not be able to open our doors every single day. So just keep doing what you're doing. Our community rallies and supports us every single opportunity they get. We couldn't be more thankful and grateful for having the support of our community.